The Annals of the Kings and Rulers, Disc 2.
On the death of Ondaher and his sons, Arvedui of the North Kingdom claimed the crown of Gondor as the direct descendant of Isildur, and as the husband of Firiel, only surviving child of Ondaher. The claim was rejected. In this, Pelennor, the steward of King Ondaher, played the chief part. The Council of Gondor answered, "The crown and royalty of Gondor belong solely to the heirs of Meneldil, son of Anarion, to whom Isildur relinquished this realm. In Gondor this heritage is reckoned through the sons only, and we have not heard that the law is otherwise in Arnor." To this Arvedui replied, "Elendil had two sons, of whom Isildur was the elder and the heir of his father. We have heard that the name of Elendil stands to this day at the head of the line of the kings of Gondor, since he was accounted the High King of all lands of the Dúnedain. While Elandil still lived, the conjoint rule in the south was committed to his sons. But when Elendil fell, Isildur departed to take up the high kingship of his father, and committed the rule in the south in like manner to the son of his brother. He did not relinquish his royalty in Gondor, nor intend that the realm of Elendil should be divided for ever. Moreover, in Numenor of old, the scepter descended to the eldest child of the king, whether man or woman. It is true that the law has not been observed in the lands of exile ever troubled by war. But such was the law of our people, to which we now refer, seeing that the sons of Ondaher died childless. That law was made in Numenor, as we have learned from the king, when Tar-Aldarion, the sixth king, left only one child, a daughter. She became the first ruling queen, Tar-An-Kalime. But the law was otherwise before her time. Tar-Elendil, the fourth king, was succeeded by his son Tar-Meneldor, though his daughter Silmarion was the elder. It was, however, from Silmarion that Elendil was descended. To this Gondor made no answer. The crown was claimed by Eärnil, the victorious captain, and it was granted to him with the approval of all the Dúnedain in Gondor, since he was of the royal house. He was the son of Siriondil, son of Kalimakil, son of Alkirias, brother of Narmakil II. Arvedui did not press his claim, for he had neither the power nor the will to oppose the choice of the Dúnedain of Gondor, yet the claim was never forgotten by his descendants, even when their kingship had passed away. For the time was now drawing near when the North Kingdom would come to an end.